Coming up for your listening pleasure is Dan Pitt Quintet from the album Wrongs. We're going to listen to the title track.
Thank you.
are listening to Modern Jazz Today. Learn more about us and check out this week's playlist at www.modernjazztoday.com.
We're going to take a listen to a euphonium-based ensemble. It's led by David Bandman, and nobody plays the euphonium like he can. He's always looking for new ways to yank the instrument out of the usually nerdy pigeonhole that it's put firmly in. Here he'll spotlight what you least expect. Let's take a listen to Huggin' the Right, off his album, Burn Notice.
We'll be right back.
Up next on the queue, Emmanuel Abdul Rahim. We're going to listen to a track from the Spiritual Jazz 7 Islam album. We're going to listen to the track Kalahari Suite. We'll be right back. Formed in Tokyo in 2006, the group Speaker Sargent offers an instrumental, jazzy, funky hip-hop sound. A trio with a swapping stylistic range and stripped-down funk to more of a cosmic groove. We're going to listen to a new track off their Bad Baby City album. We're going to listen to the track Chestnut Head.
canción.
Yucastéreo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucastéreo.
Atención.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. From Mexico to Mongolia, Sweden to South Africa,
many, many, many people across the globe are feeling the effects of extreme heat that is fueled by climate change.
Roop Singh is at the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center, which co-authored a report about global extreme heat from May 2024 to May 2025.
We found that 4 billion people, about 49% of the global population, experience at least 30 additional days of extreme heat due to human-caused climate change.
And in many areas of the tropics, people saw more than 100 additional days of extreme heat, that is, days that are hotter than 90% of the temperatures historically observed in the local area. Extreme heat can be deadly, but Singh says cities and countries can help protect residents, for example, by educating people on how to stay hydrated, increasing access to air conditioning, and developing early warning systems for heat waves.
This threat is here and now. It's not really a future problem. It will continue to get worse, but there are tons of actions that we can take to reduce the impacts.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.